Okay, world, we are back with another episode of Being Frank, the podcast, where you can be bold, honest, and unmistakable. It's your girl, Malika X, and as always, I have something special for you today. So stay tuned, keep listening, and if you have questions, legit questions, because you know how some of you motherfuckers be, I'll answer them directly, or maybe I'll save them for the next show. Today's guest also brings a unique perspective to the topic of the L word. When I look back, though, on how we met, it's interesting, but to steal a line from Drake, it was really God's plan because the universe had aligned in a way so that two really creative people could come together and have this really dope friendship. And we've been partners ever since. But I'm gonna let her tell y'all all about that. So let's get into it.
Oh, don't you laugh, motherfucker. So we have a very special guest today. It's been so hard getting this conversation on record, but finally I think we're gonna do this shit today. You want to state your name for the people, what you do, where you from, all of that good stuff? Give us a little background.
Okay, my name is Lalik. You know, some people call me Leek.
I call you La.
Yeah, most people call me La. From the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas to be exact.
Right. So when people think she's Jamaican, no, nigga, just because she got an accent, that don't mean she's from Jamaica.
Or Jamaica, you know, like, nah, I'm from St. Thomas. 340 area code, you know. I'm a techie in the day, you know, deal with computers, but a 24/7 creative, sort of like I always say like a renaissance woman. I do a little bit of everything, you know. True. music is the top, but you know, I do a little bit of everything. God, you know, bless me with many, many gifts. So I use it to the best of my ability. So, yeah.
That's what's up. And I think, you know, that's kind of like we on the same way with that. But you do like some other shit. Like I feel like I'm a creative and we're both creatives, but you can do music, you do art. You know, don't be ashamed to brag on your shit. You do all of that.
And plus I do.
You write. I mean, yes. A lot of different shit, but the one thing I think, great minds, we both are just creative people, and that's what brought us together, and we just kind of vibed after that. Yes. With the background, like, let's slow it down for a minute and kind of tell the people how we met before we get into this thing, because it was special. It was different.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I remember the exact moment, but it was through social media. Just, you know, it was IG. You know, just you was just liking different stuff, and I was following your story and stuff like that. And you know, I admire that. And you know, we had a mutual friend. We have a mutual friend,
right? And that mutual friend will be eventually on the podcast before or after. I'm not sure how this is going to play out, but you know, we do have a mutual friend, and that's how we kind of linked up. But we didn't really link up through her.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like through her. It was really through social media, and that just kind of showed the power of these devices and these different platforms, because you can meet people and find friends in your adult life, which is extremely hard to do, especially when you in this lifestyle. But you know, we managed, and we still, like, you know, respect and kick it and vibe with each other after like 3 years of just following each other on social media. And I mean, we talk to each other like at least once a week, which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
We don't live in the same city. Let's start with that.
I was in Columbia, South Carolina, the Met, and then I moved, you know, I'm now located in ATL. Love it here. I mean, I think my time when Columbia came to, you know, end, because I feel like I outgrew there. It was time to, you know, move to something new, something different.
Yeah, I get that.
It was a little nerve-wracking, but, you know, I always wanted to move to Atlanta, and I felt like this is where I'm going to, in a sense, bloom.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
and we have different paths for different reasons, and I was there when you was making all of those decisions, yes, which was you were, crazy.
You were actually, like, you know, telling me what I needed to do, you know,
plan,
sacrifice, plan, you know, you're gonna come. Yeah, you were there, and I appreciate and grateful that, you know, you're giving me a lot of insight and stuff, because that shit was like one of the hardest like things to do, like, you know, it happening all so quick. So
yeah, it would be hard for anybody though.
Yeah,
anybody. But I just want to thank you for taking some time today and spending it with me to do the show and give your insight and paying it forward to the people, because I've learned so much from you and we've had such rich discussions. I thought that, wow, you know, who better else than to give their perspective than La on this topic? So we're going to get into it, and we're going to start with the L word, you know. We in this lifestyle are often carrying many labels. So let's start with that first and talk about how you identify and like clarifying these different labels. So first of all, like, tell the people how you identify and give some background in that.
Lot. So
that's a loaded question. I know, man, but you gotta get into it.
I mean, when it comes to labels, I don't label myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to label myself. I always am me, and you know, I love women. Yes, I love women. I think I've had relationships in the past with men, but I love women. It is always something about women. I am very androgynous. So, you know, you look at me, my spirit, I have that balance of, you know, everybody has that masculine and feminine energy. But I've grew to kind of balance it out and love that about me.
You know, I agree.
Some people, you know, they are super feminine and, you know,
great. Like me.
And if you meet me, like, I give off a lot of feminine energy, but it's also that masculine that, you know, I've learned to, you know, to bring it out and put it back in, and, you know, I know how to balance it. So that's I really don't have a label. I don't like labeling myself. It's just, you meet me and you love my spirit. That's what it is. So
that's what's up. So in that sense, I guess, you know, the label is no label. So, and we have a couple different ones within the L word, which, you know, we lesbians.
It's a lot of letters, you know.
Yes, LGBT, that's the discussion I want to have, because each one of my friends bring a very unique experience to the table. And like the no label, lesbian, like it's a box for a box within a box. Like that is just so like crazy when we find ourselves like just in these small ass places where we can't, you know, live our true selves. So, and that's what we really are doing, what we're trying to do. And I feel like we, when I say we, I mean the people in my circle, we do mm-hmm. a better job of being our true selves, yeah. our authentic selves. So when, as far as like a no label, what defines no label? Like, what would be the definition of somebody that's a lesbian that loves women, but then they identify as no label? So help the people understand that.
Oh, jeez. I mean, man, is that's a question that, like, I mean, I guess I could take examples, like,
okay, give us just an example, that'd be good.
I mean, you look at Grace Jones, right?
Yes.
And you be like, she's a beautiful woman, but then she give you that rah. Like,
she does.
And then she hits you, like, Grace Jones would be like, yo, like, what she, like, you be like, what's she into? Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, that, it's just that, it's just her spirit, like, it mm-hmm. was just so, it was so real. And then, like, another one, like, I mean, I feel Janelle Monáe gave you that, too. Mm. You know? Janelle Monáe gives you that. People be saying, like, kind of, I've been hearing it too much, like, now that I live in Atlanta. You know, remember when I tell you that? But that's just her, like, you know. And she has a video that she dropped.
Mm-hmm.
The Way You Make Me Feel.
The new one. Yep.
Yes, and that's, like, you know, she don't want to be boxed in. Is you know, that to me, that's what it is. Like, you know, I just live in me. But my spirit, whenever it happened. Like, I love, this is why I prefer women. But, you know, you never know. Because mm-hmm. shit changes over time. Mm-hmm. You know? Shit changes over time.
And we know you had a high school crush and all of that, which, you know,
yeah.
some other labels would not have ever experienced the man where you have.
I have, yes.
Yeah, in the past, experienced what it's like to be with a man. And
yes.
I think that, too, defines, you know, like, or it doesn't define, but it kind of adds another layer to this lifestyle where everybody wants to just give these rigid definitions where it's so complex and fluid,
mm-hmm.
you can't really put this into this box to say it equals that, right? This plus this equals that.
You said a good, a perfect word, fluid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very fluid. So, like, I had my experiences in the past with guys, and, like, I was talking to one of my friends about this on Facebook Live. Like, you know, I knew I was attracted to women, like, at 10. I knew. Like, you know, I liked them. Like, it was something about them. And, you know, into high school, like, I still was like, okay, well, I was dating guys, but, like, I still, like, I was like, dang, like, that girl look good, like, type thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
College, you know, still dated guys. I don't, like, at that time, like, when I graduated, that's when I started to, you know, dabble in it, you know.
After college
is crazy,
right?
You know, been with a guy and stuff like that, and yeah, that was when I experienced first had my experience with a girl, like, after college. And, you know, you're supposed to do all of that in college, but
right, you're supposed to take care of that before
that's how it happened. And, you know, that's when I start coming up my shell, as you per se.
Mm-hmm.
As time went by, you know, I had my relationships and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So thinking about the L word, and when I use the L word, I'm not label, but lesbian, right? We could go into so many different labels, but thinking about the labels for lesbians, right? We mm-hmm. are then, you kind of define what no label is, and you yourself has identified with that. But just run down some of the other lesbian labels that we have out here, because people don't get it. They just don't quite understand how we move in this lifestyle and how it's different for lesbians. You know, they think of gay and automatically think of a dude with maybe carrying a purse and wearing a wig or weave or something like that. Right?
Yes. Like, I think, and automatically people may look at me and I don't know, like, they may, I absolutely hate the word stud and dyke, but people identify with that.
Mm-hmm. They do, and that's okay for them, though,
and
right?
it's okay. Like, I don't like the word. Like, I don't like nobody referring to me as that. Some people always say soft stud. So okay, let's break it down. Like,
break it down.
I've learned terminology from my ex. Like, so much gay terminology, but.
Because I'm still learning.
I'm still learning this thing because, you know, again, so you have, like, I guess the soft stud or you probably classify that, I don't like to classify it, but you probably look at me, that actually the tomboyish one who mm-hmm. kind of switches it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Is more, the balance mm-hmm. between, a stud is the hardcore, as they say. Mm-hmm. The more masculine, you know, they probably wouldn't wear makeup at all. Mm-hmm. What else? What we have?
So you the got femme, the femme. You got no label. What else? Yeah, you got?
And we got the femme. The femme is the Uber girl. So Uber girly girl. So we have
Uber girl. So what? Uber girly girl. I don't feel like I'm an Uber girly girl. That just sounds like
okay. So okay,
let's fucking pageant girl.
I'm not saying these people are gay or anything, but I'm giving you guys a visual example. Okay. So okay. We have, you know, the okay, let's say the stud or dyke, whatever.
You so are those the same things for you? A stud and a dyke the same?
I don't even use the word dyke, but if they, to me, I guess those are the, to me, for me, I the same.
Okay.
So that would be Cleo from Set It Off.
Okay. So just understand, we are not saying, this is just our perspective. If this you want to clarify, send in your questions, your comments,
we are not
and let us know, because we learned it, we confused, you let us know if we got this shit wrong. Go ahead, yeah, finish
we
up.
Are
Cleo, look, we got Cleo.
We got Cleo from Set It Off. You know, she's the stud, dyke, whatever you guys. Soft stud, I would say Teyana Taylor when she was Sweet 16.
Okay.
Yeah,
people get a visual for that. That's yes. good relating it to certain people that's out there, even though she done switched it up. She's still a tomboy, but
yeah, she
know,
is. She's still a
she
tomboy.
She married a man, and you know, but she yeah. gives us that Sosta vibe, if nothing else. We ain't saying she gay.
We're not saying like that, people. We're not just giving you visuals.
That's right.
We got the femme. So we got
you said
got the femme. We got simple Rihanna. You know, Rihanna is a femme mm-hmm. in my you know, or Beyonce.
Okay,
you know,
we're not saying they.
We're
gay,
not saying they gay.
You a visual.
We're giving you a visual. And then we get soft stud. Soft stud. I would say, what's her name? She played in, you gotta help me. She played in, Orange is the New Black.
What's her name? Yeah.
Poussey.
Her character was Poussey. I can't think of her real name, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Poussey from
any other labels. We got Sosta, we got Poussey, we got Stud / Dyke, in your opinion, are kind of the same things. We got
to me, yeah.
I think we got, you know, you said a femme, like more like your Beyonce. Don't be fooled, because your Beyonce looking chicks out here could be fucking other girls and don't want you niggas. Let's just be clear on that. Like, just because we look like we, you know, all cute, prissy, pageanty, we still fuck with girls at the end of the day. And we don't want you niggas. Anybody we leave out, because we identified the no label. Thinking about, like, just our relationship with men and, you know, how we move throughout the lifestyle, what would you say is the craziest thing, or most, like, I like to call it out of pocket thing, that has happened for you in this lifestyle, as far as, you know, people approaching you or saying things to you? It could be a man, a woman, a family member, that you've had to experience because of your sexuality.
I haven't that well. People approaching me, like, they haven't approached me disrespectful, in a disrespectful manner, directly. Mm-hmm. I've had experiences indirectly in, like, my past relationship where, you know, they wasn't, I guess they would say it wasn't normal, you know, the relationship, you know, lesbian relationship. So that was an experience, you know. I didn't agree, because like I said, like, love shouldn't be abnormal, you mm-hmm. know? love is the highest vibration. So that was to me just like, so I didn't understand that. I really didn't understand that.
So
that's right. probably you know, one, but that sticks out. But
what Oprah say, that's a tweetable moment. Like, literally, you just said something that supersedes, and it probably went over a lot of people's heads. Like, love is the highest vibration.
It is. And
like, just tweet that and see how many likes you get, or post that up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you do. Your shit, you know, IG, Snapchat, all of that shit. But that is so real.
It is. Like, I mean, we tend to, we see things and we like, how, like, what the fuck, like, but what harm does it do to you if, when somebody, when you see somebody happy, when you see somebody loving somebody else, like, just a smile, like, some people just go around, you notice if you go around smiling, people will look at you funny. That's the craziest thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they won't, some people won't smile back, they will just look at you funny, like, but you happy, you happy, you genuinely happy, you know. But, you know, that's the way the world works, right? You know, everybody's different. But I just feel like, you know, we should learn to embrace different. Mm-hmm. We should learn to embrace different. We're going to see different. So we need to accept more of that love. Mm-hmm. And it starts from within, though, because, you know, when you don't, like I say, when you don't love yourself, you ain't gonna receive it right. Or you, when you see something that look like, wow, like, what going on? Nah, man.
You receive what you give out.
Yeah,
it, like, sees you sow come back to you, you know?
Yeah, like, you have to, like, that's, I don't, you know, you just have to, some people just have to grow into it, you know?
Right.
You know, some people deal with stuff and differently, and they have to grow into it. So,
well, that's great that you don't have, like, an experience that you could think of with man or woman, because I feel like it has been some moments with men, like, just being out of pocket, where they still kind of come on to you regardless, knowing that your sexuality is you know, what it is. I identify as a lesbian. Yeah. I'm with a woman, or I could be with my girl. And, you know, I've had men say things to me that was just, you know, beyond disrespectful. So, like, for you not to have an experience like that, you are truly blessed. And it's probably because of your vibrations and all of that love that you putting out into the world and them smiles that you giving to people, because I know you. But what has been the best thing, I think, you know, for you? I'm not gonna say for me, I know what it has been, but for you, about being a lesbian or the L word. What's like the best thing?
The best thing, I mean, just, I feel like my relationships have helped me come out of, you know, being more comfortable and just being me, like, you know, just being a little bit more comfortable. Each relationship was a lesson, you know, and a blessing in itself, to just make me come out and accept myself even more.
The growth part for
the
you.
The growth, yeah.
Time.
Like,
yes.
Time, like, yes. It's just like, you know what? Like, because my, like, let's say, like, my first, like, relationship, you know, I had in, like, 08. Like, I wasn't out, per se.
That's
there.
Crazy. You had the first lesbian experience in 2008.
Yeah.
Only
ten years ago,
we...
It was like
a little older, y'all, for the listeners.
You know, and
we may look like babies, but we are in our 30s.
Like, yo, 30 like
plus club out here.
I wasn't out. Like, I wasn't out. Right. I was in my 20s. I was like, I wasn't out, but I didn't even come out to my folks yet. You know,
that's crazy, because you got all of these little baby dykes running around. Everybody fucking everybody is so crazy.
I didn't come out, but
we took our time. I felt like, you know, I was, you know, it was a growth experience too, because I wanted to understand what I was feeling first.
Yeah.
So before I reacted to what I was feeling, I wanted to understand it. And I think that's just the kind of person I am, and not knocking nobody else and the way they went about how they experienced their life and got into this life. That's not what I'm saying, but I just know that I wanted to understand first. I sought understanding, and then I reacted and responded. So it's crazy, because 2008,
yeah, that was
I was well into doing shit, and you was just beginning.
We ain't
gonna talk about that.
I mean, like, that was my, like, you know, relationship, like, you know, and then like, yo, like, that relationship was crazy, but, you know, I learned from it, and I came out to my, you know, my mom, but my mom knew.
You're right.
You know, I'm my mom's only child. My mom knew. My grandmother, you know, they were very accepting. They were just like, as long as you happy, we happy, you know, and that was it.
That's amazing, because, you know, a lot of people in this lifestyle don't always get that type of reaction.
They don't.
Such a positive experience, you know, and I think, you know, that's another reason why I wanted to get your voice on record, because you can have positive experiences in this lifestyle. Like, a lot of people just think it's oh so bad, and that's like being a lesbian or being gay is just the death of you, or, you know, you just have this awful life, because of course they think you chose this life, but it is not the case. It's super regular.
It is.
And a lot of the people for me that I experience in my circle, we are super regular people, and I just want to show the world that it's not like these, you know, kind of Maury Povich type of situations that people have on TV that is just over-sexualized experience, just hyper, you know, sensitive, or, you know, we are just these people that, you know, struggle with this or struggle with that and don't know ourselves. No, we are people that are very in tune to who we are, very understanding, and know exactly what we're feeling. So, is there anything you want to say or just clear up before we end this thing? You want to say anything, give any shameless plugs or anything like that? Tell the people anything just that they should know with that being said?
I mean, I, for people who don't understand, don't be afraid to have a conversation. Before you judge, do not be afraid to have a conversation. I'm gonna say it again. Do not be afraid to have a conversation. If you don't understand, that's with anything. Because we judge and we go off of these preconceived notions that, like you were saying, like it's hypersexualized. And no, we have the same issues as heterosexual relationships. You know, it's
regular. It's regular. It's human shit. Same shit. We are humans too. We are people too. We go through the same thing. So
yes, I just want people to know that, like, and just live your truth.
Live your truth.
Be happy. Just don't be afraid. I know everybody have their journey, but just live your truth.
That's great. And that's a great way to end it. Living your truth. Thank you. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to spend with me to do this. I know we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, we did. We did.
But oh, that didn't stop us though.
I gotta say this. Now follow me on IG at @IAM_LADOS. That's @IAM_LADOS. That's on Twitter too. And then you follow the Muse Click. This is something, you know, it's this new thing, this new like live, it's not a podcast, but we have episodes. We shoot episodes for the women, by women of color. And it's, you know, it's five of us. And it's about to be, we don't have episodes up. The Muse Click, that's MUSE Click, CLIQUE. It's dope. It's dope. I just want y'all to get on top of that. And then follow me too, because I'm dope like that.
It's a movement. Ladies first, honey. Ladies first. It's a reason why that L comes before that BGTQ.
I don't know what else, but they're going to use the whole alphabet soon. But
shut up. And if you didn't get the information that you needed, you could always contact us at social@beingfrankmedia.com. Thanks again for tuning in. Peace.
So that's it for this week. Hopefully someone walked away with a better understanding of the topics we discussed. If you're looking for new content, remember we're here each week. You can find me on Anchor at Being Frank Media or on Apple Podcasts at Being Frank Media. If you have questions, remember to send them in to social@beingfrankmedia.com. Keep listening, keep following, and like and share the podcast. I'm going to keep hustling and keep grinding to give you great content. Remember, this is Being Frank, where you can be bold, honest, and unmistakable. Until next week, peace.